lot of pressure in the second. Is that something you're expecting to do?
Yeah, that's something we expect every week. Every team's got good players on the outside and at skilled positions, and you know, this week's going to be no different. With you know, we got three good running backs and you know, a couple good wide receivers, so you know, we know what to expect from teams, and you know, we know what we put on film, and you know, they're watching the same thing we are, so you know, we just got to be ready for it.
What are your keys on jet sweep?
No, it's just got to be assignment football. You know, they can run, you know, multiple things out of jet sweep. You know, they can give it. You know, they can run the you know, power O play, and you know, they can run a, you know, a play action pass off it too. So that just gets down to, you know, reading your keys and making your reads, and you know, just playing assignment football.
What stands out to you about the running backs when you watch them on film?
Oh, they're all tough. You know, they're all you know, very talented. You know, they're all complete. You know, they can. They, you know, they run with power, and you know, and then they have elusiveness as well. So, you know, they're all complete backs, and you know, they all pose you know, a little bit different of a test for you. You know, whether it's in the open field or, you know, between the tackles. So, you know, it's going to be a tough talent for us.
I know it's been a few years since you played them, but what are your memories of that last time? I believe it would have been your freshman season.
Yeah, you know, I know it was a dogfight, and you know, that's usually what it is with us. I think I ended up losing by 1 point, 31-30. But yeah, it was a dogfight, and you know, I think historically that's what it's been between Iowa and Wisconsin, and you know, it usually comes down to a fourth quarter game.
Is that fake punt that they ran a play still kind of etched in your mind and etched in the minds of some of your teammates that are also your same class?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was kind of the whole you know, start to the fake punt, you know, era of what we've had trouble with. Was, you know, that's the one that, you know, really, I think, kind of started all off, and the one that just is kind of etched in your mind forever. And you know, that's just, you know, they always have you know, some kind of wrinkle or something to throw at you, and you know, their coaches do a great job with that kind of stuff, and it's just something we're gonna have to prepare for.
As someone who's played a long time with James Morris, how much has it meant to this defense that he's been, I guess, in one sense, healthy enough to be able to play to his full capabilities this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a great leader. He's, you know, and he has been ever since he's stepped foot in this door. And, you know, he's, as far as the defense-wise, you know, it's just we couldn't ask for a better, you know, vocal leader and a guy that leads by example as well. And for him to be at full strength, you know, that's just, you know, a tribute to him and, you know, the work that he's put in the off season, and, you know, that he's continuing to do throughout the season, and, you know, and just taking care of himself, and just continuing to show how to do the right things.
Is it simply just health and experience with him, or are there other attributes that you're noticing in his game that stand out more now?
No, I just think he's, you know, he's become a seasoned veteran. You know, he's just, he does things the right way, and, you know, that's what he's done ever, you know, all 4 years he's been here, and it's just, you know, it's just really, you know, really showing now that, you know, he's in his fourth year, and, you know, he prepares the best, you know, to his ability, and, you know, he's just a really smart football player, and that's what he's showing on the field.